All right, and welcome back to another episode of the Rared Podcast. My name is Kevin, and for today, I am going to be doing an album ranking and review. So with this ranking, I'm going to be taking an album, and with all of the tracks, I'm going to be ranking them from one being my most favorite to the last being my least favorite from the album. And I think it makes the most sense to obviously do Selena Gomez. And again, my podcast is named after her album, Rare. So I think it makes sense that I do my first ever album review and ranking to be about her recent full-length number one studio album, Rare. And I am going to be doing the deluxe version. So with this, I believe the standard, if I remember correctly, had 13 to 14. And the deluxe, I believe, if I remember, has 17. Which includes one song that was she didn't release before, but she sang in like 2016 during her revival tour. And then it came out with three more deluxe tracks. So again, it's going to be kind of like a ranking and or it's going to be a ranking and sort of a review. So without further ado, let's talk about the album as a whole. So this is her third full-length studio album and also third consecutive number one studio album on the Billboard 200's albums chart. I would say too, this is her most cohesive body of work and her most critically acclaimed. It has a 76 on Metacritic with a which I believe is her most highly rated album to date, behind Revival, being in front of Revival, and then, yeah, so it's Rare, Revival, and then Stars Dance. And we don't really talk about Stars Dance. That album was, another level of, oh my god. But yeah, this album did also spawn her first number one hit on the Hot 100, which is a major thing to do. Not a lot of artists can do this. And I mean, if you're like a powerhouse artist, then yes, in a way. But in terms of how many people in general, you know, not a lot of people can just hit number one and have that basically most consumed song of the whole country for that week. So yeah, it did produce Lose You to Love Me, which is her first number one hit on the album and first number one single. And so with this album, it got a lot of praise. A lot of people as a whole enjoyed it musically, critically, you know, the production and things like that. For me, I think the album, with me too, I am not going to be biased about this in a sense, like I do love Selena Gomez, but nothing is perfect. And I think with this album, it felt a little safe, meaning that I think she was holding back a lot. You know, I think with Revival, she experimented with a lot of different sounds and styles and production. But I feel like with this, she definitely played it safe. And I don't know whether, because a lot of people were saying she had like an album in between 2016 to like 2019. Like, in between those, there was definitely, like, maybe, like, a darker album or an album that kind of represented her. Because you have to remember, too, this album came out 5 years, basically, since her last album. So within that time frame, there's a lot of things that can go on. And so, you know, I think, I'm wondering why she kind of held back. You know, she had a lot of time to really experiment or, you know, find this sound. But I think maybe this is her sound. She kind of likes this kind of I wouldn't say one noted, but I definitely think she likes to kind of stay in her vocal range, which makes sense. But I think with Revival, she did experiment a lot, and I just love the vocal power she had, like Sober, Me and the Rhythm, even Good for You. Like, it was just so different and it was just so refreshing. So to kind of hear this album as a whole, I do appreciate the cohesiveness. But I just wish there was just a little bit more. There are some songs that I do like, but it definitely could be better if the production was just on another level or just something was added. Everything just kind of felt a little repetitive, especially with the chorus. And yeah, but I mean, this is, I think, one of her most favorite bodies of work too. I think this is her most personal from her as of now. But yeah, I think overall, Rare just means a lot to her. Even the word, you know, she has Rare Beauty now. So I think this album does mean a lot to her. My other complaint too about the album was that it did lack a lot of promo. I was just upset that this era was like, especially since it's been 5 years since her last album, that this Rare era was only like 2 months. You know, she released it and then she kind of had to let it go. Again, I don't blame her. Because last year, you know, especially she released it in January and then everyone had to basically shut down in like March. So there wasn't really enough time to prepare for that. And, you know, she does have lupus, so I understand it can be a little hard. You know, your health is at risk, especially during at that time too. No one really knew what COVID kind of was in the sense of like how it would react. You know, people were dying left and right and everyone was basically scared for their life. So again, I understand why, you know, she didn't promote it anymore just because, you know, she's not able to perform. She's not able at that time to do any like TV shows, interviews, things like that. So, you know, we take what we can get, you know? So I think, definitely I wish there's more performances, even remixes or something like that. But again, I understand. And then one last thing too. I do wish that there were more singles. If we're talking about singles, realistically, she only released 2 or 2.5, if you want to count Look at Her Now. Lose You to Love Me was the first single. Look at Her Now was a promo single. And then Rare, which was the second single. I think, again, in this album too, there were definitely a good amount of songs that had potential to be pretty decent hits as singles. But again, unfortunately, due to COVID, she said too, I think she just kind of ended the era with the deluxe. So again, I don't blame her, but it definitely did underperform. I don't think this album only lasted, I think, 26 weeks too on the charts, which is a little sad, especially since Revival, I think, lasted over a year, you know, so. But again, Revival had a lot of promo and 4 singles, so it makes sense. You know, for an album to do well, you need to kind of keep it alive. I mean, if we're looking even like Dua Lipa now, like Future Nostalgia, I mean, that album has been on for so long now, especially in the top 10. But it's because she's giving them content. You know, she's adding more, she's giving performances, and she's doing a lot. So again, it makes sense why the album is performing well. So, you know, I feel like whatever you put into the album will reflect on the performance, the charts, and the achievements. So again, that's a little background about Rare Deluxe. And so without further ado, let's talk about the first or the last song, or yeah, at number 17. So there are 17 songs. And I'm gonna tell you what the last song and the song I most dislike. Okay, so coming at number 17, the song that I think is probably the one of the worst songs in terms of like, to me, I would consider like, she calls it too, SG, meaning Selena Gomez. Rare is for her is number 2, even though it should technically be number 3 if you're counting Stars Dance. But I do respect that, you know, she's only counting albums that she put effort into, in a sense of like it was her creative outlet and things like that. So if we're rating just Revival, the Droplet era, songs she released in between, and Rare, I think she is probably as a whole too one of her worst songs. I mean, I feel kind of bad saying it, but to me, it follows the same styles like Boyfriend and Bad Liar and like Fun. You know, it's just that kind of clappy-ish, kind of like beady, bassy, kind of like percussion staccato-y type of song. And with me, it's like we've heard it kind of before, and I just wish she would do something a little different with this song. I don't hate it necessarily, like with the meaning. I think it's great. I think the meaning reflects what she's talking about in her life and what she's also gone through in the past, you know, being a Disney star and then kind of growing up in the fame Hollywood and things like that. It has a strong meaning. But yeah, I think it's just the style, the production, it's just something I'm kind of like, you know, I've heard this before. And yeah, it's just not as catchy as I would like it, you know. But again, there's just so many songs, you know, and I'm not gonna like every single one. So yeah, I put this song definitely at the bottom. I do, for every song too, want to give my favorite lyric from each song. So for me, my favorite lyrics from this song was, she was too young to be the Hollywood type, too pure to understand the lows and the highs, She didn't know if she was gonna survive. It all got so much better with time. So again, yeah, this song is at number 17. Okay, and then moving on to number 16. I think I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I'm honest, this was honestly tied for last place. But it's A Sweeter Place. This song is a contemporary R&B collaboration with Kid Cudi, an American rapper. And basically both, so what I'm doing too is I'm going to refer everything I talk about from Genius. They do have like little side stuff too that I like, so I'm going to include that. So when I'm discussing this, most of the stuff will come from Genius. So yeah, basically it states that both artists sing about wanting to find a sweeter place to keep their worries all away, you know? And yeah, I think with this song too, it again shows what she's gone through. You know, she's gone through a lot, you know, again, with her like public breakup or, you know, things like that. And, you know, again, sometimes she's put as like a bad person in the media. And, you know, it is a lot on someone. So I think the meaning is great. It is one of the fan favorites from the fandom. But my problem with this, I just don't like the production. It's just so bassy. Like, it's just too beaty, and it just, the beat doesn't go anywhere. You know, I just wish there was a nice element or just something to really make this song a little bit lighter. I just felt like it was more on the heavier side. And it was also very repetitive. She just kind of repeats the same thing, which again, it's fine. She did that with Same Old Love. But if you're gonna be kind of repetitive, I think you should add more to it. You know, in terms of production or maybe doing like a, you know, just doing something so it's not so boring. Because the song is kind of long and, you know, it's just something that I'm not a fan of. I also think the feature was okay. You know, I don't think he added as much to the song. You know, again, compared to someone who's collaborated like ASAP Rocky or Black, like, you know, they've added more, especially with the song, and really kind of created something. I think this was just like a feature, though, where she's like, okay, let's just slap this part in and, you know, we'll just keep it and see how things go. So yeah, but my favorite lyrics from this is there a place where I can hide away? Red lips, French kiss my worries all away. There must be a sweeter place. We can sugarcoat the taste. A sweeter place. There must be a sweeter. So yeah, love the meaning. Love, yeah, kind of. Like, I like the meaning behind it. But again, not my favorite. A little repetitive. But again, not every song that I like, not every song will be great from her, from my perspective. You know, there are going to be songs where I just don't like from her, and that's okay. But yeah, I probably get a lot of hate. But yeah, this song is at number 16. Okay, so coming in at number 15 is People You Know. So with this song, the meaning is very depressing. I mean, it's very, very, very sad. And basically, yes, Selena basically sings about someone drifting away from her, and she wishes it wasn't like that. She feels as though her time was wasted, and now the person is just someone from her past. Again, when I was listening to this more, I was like, wow, this song is actually very depressing and very, very relatable. You know, again, she, listening to this, it's like, wow, she's gone through a lot, which makes sense. You know, again, even her, like, best friends that she's grown up with through Disney, now, like, they don't seem like they talk anymore. You know, things like that. It's like, it's just, again, it's a very relatable song. I definitely can relate to this, you know, having, like, an ex-friend, like, yeah, friends from the past that you don't talk to anymore. But my problem, again, with some of her songs, especially with this album, is that she's just very repetitive. And again, I don't mind. There are songs that she does have that are repetitive. I just wish something was added. Even if you look at the lyrics for this, it's very short. She again just repeats the same things over and over and over. And that's one of the reasons why I don't like the song as much. But I do appreciate that she was kind of adding elements to it. This kind of like, it's weird to say, but it kind of reminded me of like Same Old Love, where it's repetitive. But as the song progresses, more elements, more things are added. And I think she did a good job kind of adding more elements to the song that's, again, very repetitive in terms of lyrics. So yeah, I definitely think this is not definitely her worst, but yeah, compared to like A Sweeter Place and People You Know, even though they're both very repetitive, People You Know, I think just again grows and just, again, it adds stuff to it as it goes on. So yeah, that is People You Know. And my favorite lyric is, "We used to be close, but people can go from people you know to people you don't. And what hurts the most is people can go from people you know to people you don't." Again, as you can see, very repetitive. But yeah, this song is placed at number 15. Alright, and sitting at a pretty decent number of 14 is Let Me Get Me by Selena Gomez. This song is a very unique song that I was not expecting Selena to release at all. It's very different. I like that it's different. I just don't think the production and the rhythm is really like Selena's style to me, or just in general. I don't know if any song or any style like this is my favorite. It's just kind of fast, and I don't mind it being fast, but there's just something about everything as a whole that just doesn't feel right for me. Again, I think the song really fits the album. It really makes sense in terms of Rare and how the whole album, the meaning behind the whole album. So it made sense that she included this song. I just don't think as a track itself is my favorite. But yeah, it's this up-tempo song, and Selena basically sings about feeling a sense of freedom from her thoughts. And she doesn't want the joy she feels to be shot down. Again, so my favorite lyric from this is, "Like a prayer surrounding us, moving effortlessly, every word is relief. I'm in dance floor therapy, all my babies and me, but tonight it's for free." Yeah, so it's actually really one of my favorite lyrics. That part is really cute, and I think, again, the lyrics behind this and the way she sings this part is nice. But again, as a song as a whole, it's just not like a song I would repeat. So that's why I did place this song at number 14. Okay, and then moving on to the next song at number 13 is Kinda Crazy. So this song was actually first, she shared a snippet on March 29, 2016, which was a very long ago. You know, especially to tease a song that so, you know, far from when you're releasing the album, to me it's a little crazy. Usually if you're gonna tease something, you would want to release it, I would say a year or two, maybe three max, but to go 5 years, you know, teasing a song is, to me, a lot. But when she did post it, again, I love that. If you guys haven't heard it, it's this 1 minute video of her previewing, yeah, the song. And then she just sounds so angelic. She just sounds so beautiful. And I just, it was part of the bridge in the song, Kinda Crazy, but I just wish it was more prominent. When you hear it, especially during the bridge and the way she harmonizes with herself and creates this layer, it just didn't sound as, my expectation wasn't, it was, you know, very high. So when I heard that part, I was like, oh, it's, you know, not as angelic as I wanted it to be, or it wasn't as loud. I felt like at that moment, that's when the production needed to be a little bit more. I felt like she just really needed to just have that moment to just really use that snippet and put it full force in that song. But again, it was kind of mellowed down, and yeah, I was expecting basically the snippet to be more. But the song is a very fun mid-tempo beat, and again, it does suit her voice, and I do like the lyrics that for this song. It's a very cute song about kind of like someone being obsessed with her, but again, I like how she's playing around with it and, you know, with that. And so my favorite lyric from this song is, "I think you're kind of crazy and not the good kind, baby, because you're acting super shady. You know it. Been dodging phone calls lately, but still texting me, baby." Again, very cute lyrics. Again, it's very fun, but again, just felt kind of safe. And yeah, I think that's why I had to put the song at number 13. Okay, and then moving on to number 12 is Ring. So I do like this song and how it's a little different from the album in terms of like meaning and self-love. Like this song is like, no, I'm a bad bitch. It's a bad anthem. And basically she sings about like, it's an empowerment song. You know, the song when I listen to it makes me feel good. It makes me feel strong. And the lyrics for this song altogether is so fun. I think it's so clever and just so playful with the word ring. She uses it basically in many different ways in terms of the meaning. So I really like the play on words. I think it was really great. And again, this song does suit her voice a lot, and I do like this style. This is something I definitely don't mind her doing in the future. And yeah, hopefully she does a lot more of this. But yeah, such a fun song. And my favorite lyric is wrapped around my fingers like a ring, ring, ring. They just like puppets on a string, string, string. I put it down, they call me up, they doing way too much, so I'll just let it ring, ring, ring. So again, I like to play a word of ring, you know, like as an item, and then like the phone ring. So again, very clever, and I thought that was really cute. So that's why I put this song at number 12. Okay, and then now moving on to number 11 is Dance Again. So this song is a cute bop, it's a electric pop dance anthem, and she basically sings about not wanting to wait for happiness, and after everything she's been through, it feels so good to dance again. I love the meaning for this song. I think it really, again, fits the album. Like, Dance Again is one of the songs I feel like really just encompasses the whole album and the meaning behind it. I do have one of her merch from this song. And yeah, this song was actually featured, I think, in like on a basketball. It was supposed to be like for the basketball anthem too. So I believe this might have been the third single, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, this definitely does fit as a single. It's a good choice. I think a remix for this song would have been great. And yeah, I'm just happy that she's singing about, you know, being happy again and kind of getting out of that funk, as I stated. Yeah, so definitely a fun single, I think, would have worked. Definitely a third single too. And my favorite lyric is, I kickstart the rhythm, all the traumas in resubmission. No, I don't need permission. I kickstart my system. When I speak, my body listens. I know what I'm missing. So again, it's just having that self-awareness and again, just being confident in yourself and just, you know, being free. So again, I really appreciate that and I really appreciate the song. I do love the song a lot too. So it does sit at number 11. Okay, and now at number 10 is Look at Her Now. This song was the promo single released a day after Lose You to Love Me. It was released one day before the tracking period ended, and it did very well for the way it was released and the time it was released at. So this song peaked at number 27 on the Hot 100s chart. This song is a very upbeat song about becoming a stronger person after a turbulent relationship. It is a track from Selena's upcoming album. And again, I like the transition from Lose You to Love Me being a very vulnerable song to then being like, you know what? Yes, I had that moment. I needed to learn to love myself, but now look at me. You know, like look at her now. She's like growing. She's glowing. She's like the Selena Gomez and she's just dancing through this song. And I love the music video. I think, again, we don't get a lot of that from her. We get like this fun song with like nice choreography. So I do really appreciate that. And it is one of her most fun songs, I do believe. And my favorite lyric from this song is, it was her first real lover, his too, till he had another. Oh God, when she found out, trust levels went way down. Again, very cute. And yeah, this song is placed at number 10. Okay, and I think we're halfway there now. So at number 9 is Vulnerable. This song, I would say, is one of the fan favorites with a Sweeter Place. It's this EDM kind of style of song, and I believe it's produced by John Bellion. Yeah. And yeah, I like that it's different for the album, but it's not so different. Again, with the style and Rare and the way she had all the production, it felt a little safe. It felt a little, you know, I mean, like it was fun, but it was, again, very safe. So to add something like this really added that like nice touch that I felt like the album needed. And I think that's why it's such a fan favorite, because the production was just very like this tropical pop house, you know, type of style. And again, it really added a lot. I wish all her songs, the ones I listened, I think like from 11 and under, basically had a little bit more of a pizzazz or just something else to really give it that nice like touch. Again, I know it's not easy with every song, you know, but I think if they kind of kept this style with the way they did Vulnerable, I think the song would have been loved more by more critics, and definitely the more fans would definitely like love the album, and it would have more of a repeat like play to it, you know. Because with this too, like, I felt like this album everyone played the first week or two, maybe the first month, they were kind of being optimistic, but then after that it kind of just died, you know. I think after that, you know, people slowly start to listen less. I still listen to it, but yeah, I definitely don't listen to it a lot. And with this song, I didn't like it at first, but after listening to it more and more, it definitely grew on me. And I think that's why this song is, again, one of the most popular out of all the songs, because again, it has that repeat play, and it's the style of production that I think, again, suits this album and was really needed. So basically, the general idea of Vulnerable: Selena sings about someone taking advantage of her feelings. She is unsure of what their intentions would be if she opened herself up to them. She is, however, fine with letting her vulnerable side show. And this is kind of long, but I do like this whole phrase. So my favorite lyrics from this song is, "I open my heart to you, I know that you could lock it. Throw away the keys and keep it there forever in your pocket. If I give you the opportunity to you, then would you blow it? If I was the greatest thing to happen to you, would you know it? If my love was like a flower, would you plant it? Would you grow it?" Again, very deep, very, very deep. And again, the meaning too is actually really depressing now that I'm reading about this. But yeah, again, I love this song a lot too. It's definitely a grower, and I love the kind of like the EDM style to this. It does add a lot to her. So yeah, this is why this song is at number 9. Okay, and now moving on to number 8. I think I'm definitely gonna get a lot of hate for the people who love Selena and who listen to the album. They're gonna hate me for placing this song at number 8 and placing this song so high. But I think a lot of people are hating this song for no reason. And the song is fun. Again, it's very playful and very catchy. She basically sings about falling into a relationship with someone she knows is bad for her. I think with two, it's like something I can kind of relate, and I feel like a lot of people can relate. You know, there's someone that's like, eh, for you, and you're just like, or like a bad guy in a way, but you're just like, oh my god, like, I just can't help it, you know? And it's fun. I think the problem with this song is that it's like Bad Liar, and like, it's again that like boyfriend, like that kind of like clapping, breathy kind of style. And again, I understand that she's done this before, and I could see why there are people that don't really appreciate this song. Again, I understand. But I think it's just, this song, I couldn't listen to the song any other way. I think the percussion, the style of the song was just the way, it needed to be the way it is. And it fits the album a lot too. So yeah, people probably hate me for it, but I do love this song a lot. It's like one of my favorites. But yeah, it's very playful, and yeah, fits well. One of my favorites from the album. And let me see. Okay, this is kind of long, but again, I love this whole part. This section of the lyrics wise, it's just such a good, I just love how it was written. So this is just what the doctor ordered. Put a gold star on my disorder. Yeah, we've talked around every corner. If I'm looking at you and me, we're on some kind of cemetery. I'm a sensitive situation. You're a hot and cold combination. Oh, we both know we got complications. Again, very fun, and I don't see the hate for it. But yeah, fun is placed at number 8. So moving on up to number 7 is the one and only, the self-titled track, Rare. This song did debut and peak at number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100, and this did come out with a live kind of like acoustic on YouTube and a remix produced by Alexander 23. I'm not gonna lie to you, I love the remix so much more. I think with the remix, it's so different, and it does create this storytelling style that I like. Again, I love music that are kind of like chill, kind of sad, but kind of like this mellow, alternative style. And I think the Rare Remix is like the embodiment of that. It's just like this kind of like indie alternative-ish kind of instrumental, and her voice just fits this so perfectly. It's a, again, the way that he produced it made the song a little sad, but I just think it just added a lot more of a, like, the meaning behind Rare and the song itself just, it was like on another level with the remix. But since we're only talking about, we're only going to be talking about the song itself within the album and not the remix. So yeah, I'm placing the song at number 7. It's, again, I think the song really describes the whole album. Again, I know it's called Rare, but again, it really just fits behind the meaning, and all the other songs kind of follow suit. Like Rare is like this giant umbrella, and then all these songs kind of fill in underneath. So yeah, definitely one of my favorite songs. Still prefer the remix. I listen to the remix literally at least once a day. I love it so much. And basically the song is a self-empowerment anthem about independence and self-love. And the style is, to me, kind of similar in a way to like Bad Lion Boyfriend, where it had that kind of production, like percussion, sorry, sound. But it's much lighter compared to Boyfriend and Bad Liar. And my favorite lyric is, "It feels like you don't care. Why don't you recognize I'm so rare? Always there, you don't do the same for me. That's not fair." And again, number 7. Okay, and now we're moving on to number 6. So we're almost done, and we're about to enter the top 5 of my favorite songs from the album. So this song is Feel Me. I think this song honestly was the single that got away. If Selena released this during the 2016, I think this would have been her first number one hit. Or if she released it now, I definitely think this could have been like a top 10 hit. Again, this song honestly needed no promo. It was able to chart, I think, at number like 98 without anything just being released. And all I can say is this song is just so catchy. And the general public, when I mean like the general public, everyone I know loves this song. I know people who may are like disinterested in Selena or just doesn't care for her, they still love it. This song and Fetish are the two songs I feel like the general public consumes. And I'm just so upset she didn't release this song like to radio or promote it, or didn't get a music video. It didn't fit the album, so I could see why she put this in the deluxe. But yeah, one of her best breakup anthems. And yeah, again, I'm just so upset that she didn't release the song as a single. It just gets me so angry because it had so much potential to do so much. But okay, my favorite lyric is, "No one love you like I love ya. Never cheat, never lie. Never put no one above ya. I gave you space and time. Now you're telling me you miss it, and I'm still on your mind. We were one in a million, and love is hard to find." Wow. Lyrically, that is like very deep and very intense. And again, such a bomb. Deserved to be single. Place at number 6. Okay, now we're moving on to the top 5 best songs to me of the Rare Deluxe album. And starting off the top 5 is Crowded Room featuring Black. This song, yeah, is one of my favorite songs in the album. It reminds me of like a Good For You 2.0. And yeah, this song definitely could have been a single. I think it's, again, it's also not exactly like Good For You, but I kind of like that R&B style. R&B infused with obviously the pop that she does, but her vocals on this is just so good. The chorus to this song is like, oh my god. And the transition from like the pre-chorus and things like that, like it just, everything was just so beautiful. And I do love his feature. I think it adds a lot. Again, there are certain songs where I feel like features are unnecessary, but with this, I feel like it definitely needed it. Again, it's not like Good For You, where Good For You had that percussion and had all these different like elements that was added. With this, again, it was just kind of that one note, one style, and it kind of kept the same rhythm, which is okay. So I think having this feature definitely added another element. And yeah, I love the meaning to the song. I think it's very cute. It could have been too a great single choice. I'm so obsessed she didn't release this as a single either. I understand maybe because it would have been kind of like Good For You 2.0, and she didn't want to have that like comparison, which I could see why. But honestly, you can do a dance remix to this, or even like a remix where it's a little bit upbeat, maybe add another person on the feature. But this song definitely could have been a singles worthy. To me, it could have been like a top 10, maybe a top 5, but I wouldn't see the song as like number 1. But yeah, I think even like a TikTok 2 kind of trend, I think this song really just fits so well. And yeah, kind of sad that she didn't add this song to, or make the song a single, but oh well, it is what it is. But yeah, so my favorite lyric from this is, "So you won't call me in the morning. I think you should call me in the morning if you feel the same, cause..." Then she transitions to the chorus. She transitions into the chorus, which is, "Baby, it's just you and me. Baby, it's just me and you, just us two, even in a crowded room." Again, just so beautiful. The transition and from the, I think it's the pre-chorus to the chorus, it's just like, oh, so beyond. I just love everything about this song. So good. Okay, and now moving on to the next song. I think people again will kind of hate me for this because I don't really see this song in terms of like a lot of the fandom. A lot of people don't see this song as like the best song, or I would say the worst song. It kind of just floats in the between, I feel like, in a lot of people's opinions of the rankings too and their rankings. But this, to me, it's such a bop. It is such a good mid-tempo track. And, you know, the song basically is about singing about someone moving on from a past relationship and feeling better about themselves. Again, I like that kind of laid-back style. I understand this kind of, again, follows the same rhythm and it's kind of repetitive in that style, but I don't mind it in this one. To me, it fits. I think, again, it's just that laid-back, you know, kind of like, okay, I'm just going to cut you off. I'm moving on. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm not going to overthink about it. And, yeah, I moved on. Cut you out of my life, you know, and things like that. So basically it's like there's no care in the world, fuck everyone, bye, you know, I moved on. And I love it. I think again it fits the album, it fits what she's going through. And again, I just love when she goes like that ooh 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 part. If you guys know what I'm talking about, she does that like little high part and it's just so beautiful. So yeah, one of my favorite songs too, I think, of all time from her. It just again is such a cute song. So cute. And yeah, my favorite lyrics is, "I just cut you off. When I'm without you, I don't overthink it. I just carry on. Get you out of my head. Get you out of my head now. I just. So beautiful. Lyrics is just phenomenal. Okay, so now moving on to my top 3 songs from the album, which I feel like everyone can kind of predict. I think, 2 of the songs I feel like is almost everyone's top favorites. Number 3, I don't think a lot of people are expecting for it to be one of my top favorite songs. But again, it's something I can relate to a lot, and I think that's why I like it. And the number 3 is Boyfriend. This song did get a music video, but was not sent to radio, which is, again, so disappointing. But I'm happy, you know, it got the music video treatment, and you know, it added a lot of like kind of like a personality to the album. You know, even though she only had 2 official singles, doing music videos made the album again a little fun. And I think Boyfriend was a cute album, or not a cute album, a cute music video. And this is also one of the deluxe tracks from the album. It did peak at number 58 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is okay. Not bad for a non-single with just an album, or with just a music video release. And this song is, again, similar to like Fun and Bad Liar. It kind of has a lighthearted song. It's a lighthearted song, basically, about falling down and getting back up time and time again in love. But also knowing that you don't need anyone other than yourself to be happy. So again, it's very relatable. I want a boyfriend. I think a lot of people want a boyfriend. And yeah, I sing this song all the time because it's just so relatable. So yeah, that's why I put the song very high, because it's fun. Again, she doesn't do a lot of fun songs like this, especially if it has the music video treatment. They're not kind of fun like this, you know? So I appreciate that she decided to choose this as a like video single, you know, compared to the other deluxe tracks. And my favorite lyric is, "I want a boyfriend, but I just keep hitting dead ends. Try to take a shortcut, but I get cut again and again. Ah, so good. Just so, so good. But yeah, this is at number 3. And I think most of you can kind of guess what my next top songs are. But sitting at number 2, which is also a fan favorite, and also another single that got away, is Souvenir. This is one of the deluxe tracks from the album. And yeah, I would say this is my favorite deluxe track. It's the sound is just so different from Selena, and I'm so disappointed it didn't get the music video treatment at least. But yeah, this is also a song that a lot of people love to the general public, and I think it's one of the most streamed tracks from the Rare album, from the deluxe tracks. So, you know, it had a lot of potential. And I think, too, it fits Selena's voice. I love the lyrics behind this. It's very cute, it's very sexy, it's very fun. And again, I'm really disappointed that I didn't get more than, you know, than it did. It was just like a song release as a title track, and, you know, it is what it is. But I think this also, too, was kind of part of the movie, the Broken Heart Gallery. So at least it had that, you know, but yeah, that's kind of it. But yeah, so this song, with the lyrics, my favorite part is, "You're giving me chills at 100 degrees. It's better than pills, how you put me to sleep. Calling your name, the only language I speak. Taking my breath away, a souvenir that you can't keep." Again, oh my god, I love it. This song I play all the time too. The lyrics behind this song too is just so good. And I'm so sad this was not released as a single. But I'm happy we got this song though, because I just don't know where she came up with it. It was just so good. Okay, and finally, sitting at number 1 is Lose You to Love Me. I feel like it was just appropriate to put the song at number 1. This is also her first number 1 Billboard Hot 100 hit. And yeah, it's honestly, I would say, my favorite track of all time. In front of Hands to Myself. Hands to Myself sits at number 2 as one of my top favorite songs from her. But I love this song. I think it was just so personal from her. The production, everything just suits her. And I'm just so happy the song got the recognition that it did. To me, it could have had more of a potential to be a bigger hit. It did okay on the charts in terms of longevity, but I know Interscope pulled the song out of radio and it just kind of relied on like the callbacks and things like that. But again, I definitely think this song is her best ballad to date. Such a personal track. It's a self-love anthem featuring depressing lyrics about discovering her true self through difficult process of losing a lover. Again, it's so personal. I think a lot of people too can relate to this. When I do work at the salon, I used to play this song so much, especially during the week where we want to give her first number one hit. So I made sure I played the song every hour. And I mean, every time someone, like when I played it, people were like, wow. People were like, oh my god, I love this song. And they would sing it. And I'm like, yes, this song is just the embodiment of just like kind of that heartbreak anthem too, you know. But I also love how it's also like about finding yourself. You know, like I needed to hate you to love me, you know. So again, it's one of my favorite tracks of all time from her. And yeah, I'm glad it's her biggest hit. She deserved it. And yeah, I'm surprised too. It's a ballad, you know, for a ballad to hit number one is very, not rare, but very difficult, you know. Again, to play a song that has to be consumed by so many people, you know, by basically the majority, you know, you gotta do a lot. So I'm happy this song got, again, the recognition it deserved. And for my favorite lyrics, it's the pre-chorus. It's, "We always go to," oh my god, I can't read today. "We'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dancing was killing me softly. I needed to hate you to love me." Yeah. So beautiful. But yeah, definitely my favorite track of all time. And I think this song deserved to be number one. And I feel like this song should be number one on almost everyone's rankings of the Rare album. So yeah, guys, this concludes my ranking of the album and my little honest opinion and review. What do you guys think? Do you agree with me? Do you not agree with me? I would honestly say a lot of people don't agree with me. I did put some tracks that people do put higher, lower, and a lot of songs lower, higher. again, I just put songs too that I do relate to a lot and that are fun. I don't typically fall under the bandwagon, you know, in terms of like, if one person likes the song, then the whole fandom has to like the song. You know, I just follow what I think is best for me, and obviously it's my opinion. But yeah, I think this ranking is very honest, and my review and the whole era and how it was played out, it to me was very honest in terms of what I had to say. So if you got this far in the video, I do appreciate you listening. If you want to for me to do another album review and ranking, just let me know, and what song you want or album you want me to do next. So I hope you guys have a good day, and until next time, don't forget to stream Rare.